All right, everyone, we've got the hang of writing ARM templates now, right? But how can you use them in your CI/CD pipelines? So on this episode of DevOps Lab, we're going to walk you through just that, using Azure DevOps Services to provision your infrastructure using ARM templates. Welcome to the DevOps Lab. On our last episode, we showed how you can use ARM templates within your CI/CD pipelines using GitHub Actions. But what if your code isn't in GitHub, right? So on this episode, we're going to show you how you can use your ARM templates in your CI/CD pipelines using Azure DevOps Services. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here too. So last time, you made me show everyone how to do this using GitHub Actions, which is super cool. But my first thought immediately was, what about all of our customers that don't have their code inside of GitHub, right? So what can they do for their CI/CD pipelines?
I would like you to show us. What do you think?
you want me to do it? You're going to do that magic snap again?
Oh, I have new tricks for you.
What was that?
And voila,
here we are again. All right, fine, I'll do this.
Excellent.
All right, so let me share my screen. All right, so what you're looking at right now, again, is my Azure subscription. And these are all my resources, resource groups that I have, and there are no resource groups associated with this project at all. So again, my application is held inside of GitHub. And here's my GitHub repo, and it holds all of my code. This is going to be the Tailwind Traders app, which is a .NET Core application. So we're going to pretend it's actually sitting in some other repo, right? So let's see. What else is there? This is a .NET Core application. I already have a CI built for it. So this is my continuous integration. So this is a build. If we go ahead and look at my build, this build is just a standard .NET Core build. So I do a .NET restore, .NET build, .NET test, and then go ahead and publish everything back up to Azure DevOps Services. So now it's ready to be deployed. So what we want to do is we're going to create a release pipeline. And instead of using YAML to describe all this, I'm going to use the visual editor just because it demos so much better than a wall of text. All right, so we'll go ahead and create a new pipeline. And we can go ahead and use one of these templates because we really just want to deploy into an app service. We haven't defined it yet. We haven't provisioned it yet, but we're going to do that using our ARM template. So we'll go ahead and apply this. And first thing we're going to do is link it to my build. So let's link it to the correct build. Here's my CI build. And next, let's edit what actually happens. So first we need to connect it to my subscription in Azure, and then we need to give a name of the web app itself. So the web app, we're going to call it DevOps Lab TT for Tailwind Trader. All right, the next thing that we want to do is we want to provision using my ARM template, right? So let's go ahead and add a new task. And for those that aren't familiar, the build and release system in Azure DevOps Services, it is nothing more than just a task runner. It does one task after another after another. So to customize it, all we would need to do is just add and remove whatever tasks we needed. So in this case here, that we want to deploy an ARM template. So I'm going to search for ARM. And it looks like we have an ARM template deployment task. So perfect. Yeah, everything we need. So I'm going to drag it here. And now we just need to fill out some parameters. So first, we're going to connect it to my subscription. And we're going to choose which subscription of mine we want to deploy it to. And we want to create an update, that's correct, the resource group that we want to deploy to. So this resource group has not been defined yet. So if we look at the dropdown, it doesn't say anything. But if we go ahead and add in our resource group that we want to deploy to, this task will go ahead and automatically create that resource group for us if it doesn't exist. So it doesn't exist, we give it a name, it'll automatically create this resource group for us. Next, it wants the location. So this is going to be something like, where do we want to deploy this to? Like East, West, West US, we're going to deploy it into West US. And now it's going to look for our template. So remember last time, let me jump in here and show you really quickly. We had a template that was a nested template that had my resource group and also my app service plan and my app service, right? Mm-hmm. We don't need to use a nested template if we're using Azure DevOps services, because again, just by using a normal ARM template, not a nested template, if the resource group doesn't exist, Azure DevOps services, that task will automatically create for you that resource group. So I have another ARM template that is exactly the same, except it doesn't have any of the resource group stuff. So this is just purely for my app service plan and for my app service. And it's called azuredeploy.json.
Okay.
So all we need to do is link to that. So let me go ahead and find it.
And now you're looking into it for your drop. So that's the where the artifact were dropped from your build agent.
Correct. And one of the things that I did, I just said bundle everything up, including the build artifacts and also all of my source code, and send it on over, right? If I was doing this for real, I probably would have only sent the ARM templates and not all of my source code too, but I was a little lazy. All right, so it's under deploy and it's going to be under ARM. And it was, which one was it? Azure deploy.json. So we'll go ahead and select that. There's also a template file, parameters file, I'm sorry. And we can go ahead and connect up to that one. And here's one more thing that I wanted to show because I thought this was pretty neat. If you look at this right here, I can override my template parameters. So in here, I'm going to override whatever was in my parameters file. And I'm going to say, for the parameter web app name, let's call this DevOps Lab TT. Right? So this is really powerful because now, if I have parameters that need to be dynamically generated during my deployment time, I can now do this. And I don't have to mess around with swapping values in my parameter files or anything like that. I can just add them right here. So the rest should remain the same. Deployment mode is incremental. So these are going to be incremental updates to my ARM template. I can give my deployment a name or something like that or whatever. In this case here, let's just go ahead and save it. And let's go ahead and create a release and see if this works. So we'll create a release. And so what this is going to do, I've already built this, right? So it's going to grab all the artifacts from the drop location. And now it's going to go ahead and start. First, it's going to try to provision my environment using that ARM template. And when that's done, it will go ahead and deploy my application into the infrastructure that it just provisioned for us.
Wonderful. It's very convenient, that task on an Azure pipeline that just create the resource group if not exist and then continue.
Yeah, it really simplifies things, right? Because then you don't even have to have the nested templates.
The name of your deployment, Abel, It's very convenient when you want to look your logs back into the portal. Because if something happened and like in deploying, you know what, after you push the package, Your pipeline will stop following or having the logs, but the logs will be available in the portal.
That actually is a great reason why you would want to give your deployment name something that makes sense. So great tip, Frank. Thank you so much. That's awesome. All right. So it looks like I've deployed my application, provisioned everything in Azure, then deployed my application in there. Once again, let's go ahead and check and see if we have a new resource group. We do. Hooray for that. We'll go ahead and drill into the resource group and we have our app service. We also have our app service plan. And if we look at our app service, here's the $1 million question, right? Did it deploy successfully? Let's click on this and
go run.
Come on. Bam. There you go. There's the application. So infrastructure as code using ARM templates deployed using Azure DevOps services.
You did it, sir. That's awesome. And it's very clear. I think now it's so clear we can use GitHub if we prefer. We can use Azure Pipeline. So there's no way to not integrate all that. So thank you for showing us everything about that.
Absolutely. So I want to make one other point too. Let's say our customers, they happen to have their code in something like GitLab, or maybe they have their code sitting inside of Bitbucket and they're using Spinnaker for their deployments. I literally do not care what tooling customers use. I just want them to use DevOps best practices. So we've shown how you can use ARM templates in your CI/CD pipelines using GitHub Actions. We've shown how you can use it in Azure DevOps services. You can apply these exact same principles no matter what type of DevOps tooling you want to use. Inside of other tooling, maybe they don't have such a rich graphical user interface. I would concentrate on how would I do this from the command line? If I have an ARM template, how can I deploy that ARM template from the command line? Which of course will lead me to the Azure CLI, right? And it's easy peasy using the Azure CLI to say, hey, provision using this ARM template. So viewers out there, if you want more information about ARM templates or the Azure CLI or CI/CD pipelines in general, check out those links below and join us next time on the DevOps Lab.